I'm a good father, I recycle, and I masturbate. And I'm proud of it. And God's happy. And later I'm going to masturbate and I'm going to think about you.
Louis C.K. has built one of the most successful careers in comedy.
These days my problem is very simple. It's trying to find a place in my house where I can masturbate without somebody bothering me. And that's really difficult.
With jokes about awkward encounters and sexual hang-ups.
I was with one really hot woman once, and she got very drunk and slept with me. And the next morning, I remember her looking down at me, and she was so horrified.
And
what? She just looked at me like, ugh, like, I feel, like, she had felt like she had raped herself with me somehow.
He often discusses and mimes masturbation in his act.
And he kept doing that gesture that guys like to do. That's my favorite dumb guy gesture, yeah.
Now 5 women have told the New York Times that the comedian's riffs about masturbation have a disturbing connection to real life. The women allege that he either masturbated in front of them or asked if he could, or did it over the phone. Julia Woloff and Dana Min Goodman, a Chicago comedy duo, said that during a 2002 visit to Louis C.K.'s Aspen hotel room, he got completely naked and masturbated in a chair. The comedian Rebecca Corey said that while she was appearing with Louis C.K. on a television pilot in 2005, he asked if he could masturbate in front of her. She declined.